Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brent Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is a Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Last night was NXT. Yeah, I was just sort of there. We do not have a new NXT World Heavyweight Champion. He was once again, Naraku was defeated. But we had a debut, so we can tell you about that. We also got Dynamite coming up tonight. Dynamite is the go-home card for Redemption, which is coming up on Sunday. We have 9 matches announced for Redemption. And my guess is, the way they usually do these pay-per-views, probably several more to be announced tonight. We got to fill up multiple matches on the pre-show. So we'll talk about what there is thus far. And we've also got an update. I mean, I talked about it yesterday, but a bizarre thing happened. So I'm going to do an update on Sammy Guevara. And we've also got some notes on Wembley and Tony Khan talking about the Hall of Fame. There is a fan experience that is going to be added to the Wembley show. Got an update on the G1 SmackDown and Collision ratings. Update on Hook and GCW. And as always, the full NXT report. Filthy Tom is going to be joining us here today, so we'll have a lot to talk about with him. And we come back from the break. You know what they do every Wednesday, what we do here on Sports Byline, After Dark Radio at 2 o'clock Pacific. I usually don't announce guests in advance because often things fall through, but I just got a text confirmation from this guest. I'm going to tell you who's coming on After Dark Radio today. I'm excited. So that's all coming up after the break. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566, F4WOnline at gmail.com, F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill? Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Instant Kohl's Cash is powerful. You spend $25 and earn $10 Kohl's Cash to use instantly on nearly everything store-wide. So now you're grabbing new shoes and nodding at your receipt like you negotiated the deal. Plus, Kohl's Rewards members earn 3x rewards. Get instant Kohl's Cash this weekend at Kohl's. Offer valid July 23rd through 26th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's Cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. What's up, Filthy?
Yo, man. What's up? Mike Sempervivi hasn't been on the show in ages. We're still going with this?
Hey, it's a tribute.
Still going with it?
It's a tribute. Yeah. Our late friend, Mike Sempervivi.
A lot of people paying tribute to me.
Is that right?
Never mind.
Never mind. Hey, a couple of things. First off, I just want to get this show over with so I can do After Dark today.
Oh, thanks.
Nothing against you personally, but guys, today on After Dark Radio, this might not mean anything to Tom, but it sure means something to me. Cliff Berrickman is on the show. And I've never been so excited.
From
Finding Bigfoot.
Oh, I thought it was the Berrickman Bears.
Get out of here.
Which actually...
Finding Bigfoot is my favorite paranormal show of all time. Everyone always goes, hey, you listen to other podcasts, Brian? Do you ever listen to other podcasts? I do not listen to any other podcasts of any sort at all, with one exception... And that is Cliff and Bobo's podcast. And Cliff is coming on the show today, and we're going to be talking about some Bigfoot.
And Cliff and Bobo?
Oh, you're an idiot. Get out of here.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, actually, you are an
idiot.
You're
talking about Cliff and Bobo.
Yeah. Everyone that knows anything about Finding Bigfoot is disgusted with you right now. Just disgusted. Now.
Oh, gosh.
Speaking of.
What are they going to do? Drown me in their neck beards.
Speaking of, you're in a mood today, dude. You don't have to take it out on us, whatever's happening, brother. I mean, come on. I'm excited. I'm happy.
Come at me.
Do you have to rain on my parade?
Well, I was set to be in a good mood, too, because I thought that you were going to announce somebody. I mean, I don't want to bury your show, but I mean, you've been kind of promising Giorgio Tsoukalos.
I'm working on Giorgio. I know you're excited to get Giorgio on, but I'm much more excited to get Cliff on.
Wow.
Now.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to work well when you try to entice Giorgio Tsoukalos on.
I didn't say I didn't want Giorgio on. Hey, listen, Cliff's going to come on today, and the very first thing I'm going to tell him is that, in my opinion, he's the biggest guest I've ever had on After Dark. But in his opinion, he would not be the biggest guest, because we also had Jeff Meldrum on, and he is Cliff's hero. So Cliff would be fine knowing there was a bigger star than him on the show, because he would agree. Now,
Who's Jeff Meldrum, a guy that did roller derby?
Jeff Meldrum was the guy from Idaho State University, an actual anthropologist, and he was like the big guy that was into Bigfoot. He was an actual real-life scientist that believed in Bigfoot. So, now, let me get into this story here.
Hold on.
Yes.
He dedicated his entire life to a hoax?
We don't know if it's a hoax.
Brian.
Now, all right. Everyone, okay, listen, okay. Things get confused. Hold on. Hey, can you talk about some just general thoughts on, I'll explain this in a second.
I mean, to be honest, yeah.
NXT.
No, I mean, screw that. I want to talk some real wrestling. How about the current sumo basho going on in Nagoya coming up on day 12? My boy Aonishiki just reached 10 wins after being demoted from Ozeki. He is now going to be back at that rank, and he leads the tournament with a 10-1 record. And we are set for some big matchups tomorrow. Two Ozeki versus Yokozuna matchups. As we have, let me get this right, it's Hoshoryu against, I believe, Koto Zakura, and then Kirishima, the Mongolian Ozeki, looking to move up to Yokozuna, will take on current Yokozuna, Onosato, and Kirishima just one win behind Aonishiki right now on the leaderboard.
Okay, so anyway, I'm going back and forth. We had a very weird thing happen yesterday, so we had a members exclusive about an update on Sammy Guevara, and somehow the most important line never made it into the story. And the most important line is that, and actually I have an update on it as well, Sammy Guevara has not been released from AEW, and Sammy Guevara's contract has not expired. And so, like, for several days, everybody was asking, is Sammy gone? And turns out there's nothing, absolutely nothing has changed, okay? Now, there is an interesting part of the story that I was told yesterday, and perhaps some people will deny this, but I was told that this is 100%. So the reason this whole story happened was because somebody noticed that he had removed AEW from his bio. That's what they said. He has removed AEW from his bio, okay? Now, if you go to Sammy's Twitter, Sammy, a couple of days ago, tweeted, new bio. All right? That's all he tweeted. So I think what happened was he tweeted...
Brian, hold on.
No. I got to clear this up. I think that he tweeted new bio, and somebody went up there and looked at his bio and saw that there was no AEW mentioned in his bio. And then they spread around the internet that he had removed AEW from his bio, okay? I have been told that he never had AEW in his bio. AEW was never removed from his bio. Somebody thought he removed it from his bio, which then this whole story came out that he wanted out, or he was gone, or he had got his release, or whatever. And really, nothing has changed at all over the last week. So that's the update. I don't know if he wants. I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen, but it appears somebody on the internet was confused, thought he removed AEW from his bio. A whole thing erupted out of it, and at the end of the day, nothing's changed. So I wanted to make sure I got that out. Yes, Tom. Oh, are we... Dude! I just want to get one update out! What? Now Tom's going to be crabby.
I'm doing research.
God.
It's not that important.
No, apparently it is. What do you want to talk about that's not Turkish oil wrestling?
No, I was going to say, like, when you change your picture on Twitter, there's an option for an auto tweet that it just sends that out.
That's possible.
So, yeah, it's possible. I'm not going to go change my bio right now to do it, but, you know, It's possible that was just an auto tweet when he changed his bio. I don't know. I was trying to go look at it, but you went on some long soliloquy while I was muted. How am I supposed to know when you unmute me?
Well, I asked you a question, and then you just stared at the screen in anger. This guy says it doesn't do that, by the way.
Tell him to go change his picture.
All right, Slime F41, go change your picture.
I believe him because he's talking about the bio, but I know that when you do the picture, it's an actual option. So,
well, last night on NXT, we had a show, as we'll get into later, but the big story is that they did the big rematch with Naraku and Tony D, and again, you know, everyone's expecting maybe Hiromu's going to show up. You know, he's promised this or that. And at the end of the day, Tony just beat him clean again. No Hiromu, no nobody. And then when it was over, out walks Santana. So as expected, Santana's now with WWE. He'll probably do some NXT and AAA is my guess, and then go to the main roster. I don't know that for sure, but that's the impression I've been given. But I guess he is the new challenger for old Tony D. What do you think about that, Tom?
Who is the new challenger for Tony D?
Santana.
Are you sure it's Santana? Because all I saw was Born Nasty. I never heard Mike. I never heard Santana. I never heard Mike Santana. I never heard M. Santana. I never heard Mike S.
You know, I would say that
I saw was Born Nasty.
We'll talk about Born Nasty after the break. Observer Live. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This paper pinch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is...
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Let's start over again today.
Why?
Let's give it a good deal. Apparently it was Fightful that said that it was no longer in his bio. Uh-oh. That's what the people say. I don't know, but that's what they say. So, Santana. Yes, Santana filed to trademark his own name. He's probably going to get a different name. But what's funny is, it's just bizarre that, like, they used him as Santana on NXT. I feel like maybe even once on the main roster. But, like, he has been Santana. And now that he's signed, he's not going to be Santana anymore. It's just bizarre. Although, they did use people from TNA to come back to NXT who had names at NXT that they changed when they went to TNA, and then when they came back to NXT, they still use their TNA names. I mean, I say it doesn't matter, but it's kind of dumb.
Remember Santa Claus? Maybe he could be Mike Santana.
You know, I
just throw the X.
I think that's not what he's going to use for his name, but I don't know. All right, there's going to be a Welcome to Wembley fan experience in London.
What's the name that everybody is expecting Hiromu to have?
Oh,
what?
Nox Raijin, I think.
Yeah, what if that's what they give him?
I mean, that could be anybody at this point. I mean. Says Brian, it's business. They trademark names. It's a standard practice. I'm well aware of that. But like, guys, here's the thing. Okay, why do they trademark the names? Because they're afraid that when someone leaves, they're going to take that name and go somewhere else and capitalize off what WWE did for them. You don't think that? You think that when Adam Copeland went to AEW? He's virtually meaningless because he didn't go as Edge? Or do you think that every last single person on the planet knows that he was Edge and they're going to buy tickets or not buy tickets? Like, it doesn't matter, right? So you're telling me that if Mike Santana changes his name to Franklin Harris and has a big-time WWE career
sucks.
And becomes famous, and then he somehow gets cut, but he goes back to the Indies as Mike Santana, then, like, he's not going to be able to market himself or, you know, get over. I mean, what are we talking about? You realize that this practice that they do has like, only hurt them. They have an NIL program. They hire real athletes. They've hired Olympians. And they change their name. So what happens is, let's say, what's Chad Gable's real name? Chad Betts?
Chaz Betts,
okay. Let's say that he actually was, like, a really famous Olympian and everyone knew. Oh, I'll give you a better example. Let's say that they hire Simone Biles. Does anybody not know the name Simone Biles? Okay, so they hire Simone Biles, but they change her name to Emily Bronson, okay. So now you have Simone Biles, but you're promoting her as Emily Bronson.
Can you give her a bitter name?
Who cares?
Emily Grasshopper.
Okay, Emily Grasshopper, whatever. All right, you're promoting her as not the famous Olympian, okay? So then, you know, she does whatever. Or in the case of the last female Olympian gold medals they had, you know, they fire her. Okay, well now she's fired, right?
Tamara Mensah-Stock, yeah, I believe she's gone.
I think they fired her. Okay. I wonder why. She wasn't Tamara Mensah-Stock. She was whoever she was. So then you're
Tyler
telling
May Steele.
You're telling me that then if Simone Biles, you try and do whatever you can off Emily Grasshopper, you know, maybe she gets to a certain level of fame, you then fire her. Well, now AEW can hire Simone Biles. What are we doing here? What are we doing? I don't get it. Yeah, you're going to get Tom Brady?
Yeah. What, Brian?
You're going to change his name?
On. Yes, I have a counterpoint for you because I think while Tom Brady could come in and obviously do anything he wants in this business off of his name, wouldn't you think his career would be better if he came in under the name Dick Minter?
I don't think that's the name you had. What was it that you had? Dick Mincer, I think it was. It's even worse. But guys, you know what else is funny? Here's something to think about with WWE, okay? This is a pretend sport. A pretend sport of wrestling, okay? They had an Olympic gold medalist in wrestling, and they had to change her name. Whereas they get a social media star, Logan Paul, and he doesn't have to change his name.
And she doesn't even have a bad name. Hey, stocks are high. Stocks are rising. Stocks are going up. Don't get put in the stock. Come on.
It's stupid, is what it is. All right, WWE's welcome.
Tyler, her name was Emily Bronson.
To Wembley is August 28th and August 29th, all in weekend. Tickets on sale Friday. £60 is the cost of the tickets. Divided into 5 sessions across 2 days. AW says the capacity for each session is being limited so that you could have a more personal experience. Those who attend will be able to take a photo with the AW wrestler and the AW World title belt. They have not announced the wrestlers that will be present at the Fan Fest, taking place at the Great Hall at Wembley Stadium. So, I A, my company. I recommend that, and I know people will get mad because it's what WWE does, but what they need to do is they need to tell you who's going to be there and sell tickets specifically to those people's meet and greets. You want to go meet MJF? Okay, buy a ticket to go see MJF. You want to your favorite wrestler is Athena? Buy a ticket for Athena's session. I mean, let people... It's like an AEW thing. We're going to have a fan fest, but we're not going to tell you who's there. But we want you to buy tickets for it. What? That's why TV tapings are not doing all that great. Who's going to be there? Is your favorite wrestler going to be there?
Yeah, but what if it's people that they don't want to see? Like, if you were selling tickets to the F4W convention, you're like, hey, you could come see Ed and... You know.
Well, you see, I'm not going to say that I'm Warren Buffett, but I ain't going to have Ed in my meet and greet, so that's not even a problem. What are we doing here?
Curry head?
I'm not having curry there either.
You're gonna
no.
Yeah.
But you know what?
But they're there at
you
the
know
party.
What?
This is what I'm talking about. I didn't say specifically it had to be a meet and greet.
Come I'm on. Not just going to say, hey, we got an F4W meet and greet. Like, come and you know, we're not going to tell you who's there. We don't know. But come and buy your ticket now. Or do I say, hey, you know what? There's a session with Granny. There's a session with Dave.
Yeah.
There's a session with Tom.
We beefed up security because producer Rob's hanging out in the urinals.
Yeah. I think that might be an important thing to do. All righty.
I agree. We might need Atlas security.
Let's talk about the G1. Jeremy Finestone, my main man, Jeremy, speaking of strong style. Where are we here? Night 5. Aaron Wolf versus Gabe Kidd. Gabe Kidd beat Wolf with a package pile driver. This was said to be a fight. Oscar versus an RA. An RA out to host Oscar with a headbutt and sit-down powerbomb for the win. So Oscar beats an RA. Drilla Maloney.
Didn't you say the other way? Did you say
Hanare out host Oscar. Yes, an RA won. I'm sorry. And Drilla Maloney and Yuya Uemura. Drilla Maloney, Drilla Kick, got the pin, said to be a great match. And what was said to be a fantastic match, Zack Sabre Jr. and Callum Newman. Newman rolled him up and pinned him after Zack missed the PK. And I've been told that up to this point, according to Jeremy here, this is the best G1 in years. So if you're into New Japan grade matches night after night, you can check out New Japan World, because apparently this one is great. So the B block right now has Drilla, Newman, Gabe Kidd, and Hanare, all with 6 points. Uemura, Narita, Wolf, and Oscar with 4 points. And your boy Zach's only got 2 points, brother.
My boy, I don't give a damn about him.
Then Sunday in the B block, we got Hanare and Ren Narita. Aaron Wolf versus...
I don't care about any of these clowns.
Aaron Wolf versus Oscar. Drilla versus Callum Newman. And Zack Sabre Jr. versus Gabe Kidd.
These guys are like trading cards to me.
Gee, Tom. Why are you so crabby today? What are you happy about today? What's one thing you're just full of joy about?
Saying that comment made me happy.
Okay. Well, that's all I care about then. SmackDown, 1.2 million viewers on USA, up slightly from last week. A 0.21, 18 to 49, up 12% from the past week. That's
2 weeks in a row, because Punk's return was the week before.
Well,
that is a good sign. I mean,
the Cup
is almost over as well. But
I mean, it's interesting that all of these shows, Collision did 399, which is down, but it did a 0.06, which is up, and Dynamite did great. The Impact show on Thursday this past week did the highest number it's ever done since moving to AMC. So I think that what happened is that a lot of people got in the habit of watching the World Cup, and now the World Cup's over, so they're just finding something else to watch. They're in like a TV mode or something. But like everything is up.
Dude, it's too hot to go outside.
There's that as well. Back in a moment with NXT Observer Live.
I'm dying over here.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
So I own a coffee shop, and I wanted to label everything with our logo.
That's ambitious.
Cups, boxes, bags.
Ooh, that'll add up.
Not at all, because right now, Staples prints custom labels for 30% off.
30% off? That's shockingly affordable branding.
Yep, now our logo and URL are seen all over town.
Brand your business for less at Staples.
That was easy.
Shop Staples in-store, online, or in the app by 4:18 to unlock. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom. Joining us here today for the NXT TV report, Tom.
You all right over there?
I'm doing great. Let's do it.
NXT on the CW network from the Performance Center, whatever it is, in Orlando, Florida. The show opened with Stone backstage talking to a ref. He wants a decisive winner in tonight's street fight. So he tells a ref that Tony D and Naraku cannot get into a fight before the match takes place. Thea Hale's back there the whole time. She wants to talk to Stone, but he keeps blowing her off. He confirms with someone on the phone that they are indeed going to show up tonight. Speaking of showing up, Natty shows up here. She tells Stone that tonight she's going to end Jada Parker, and Stone still avoids Thea Hale. We then had a six-person tag, with Romeo Moreno and Noam Dar.
I hated this match.
Playing backup for Saquon Sugars. I can't even get through that introduction for this match.
I just hated it.
Versus Dark State. A brawl broke out immediately in the IOA, despite everyone in the locker room hating Saquon. The crowd loves him, but Dark State beats him up early. The babyfaces fight back. They are going to put Dion Lennox through the announce desk, but it was foiled. Dark State tosses the babyfaces around and then beat up Noam Dar for a while until he avoided them all. He made the tag to Saquon. Sugars came in. He was a house of fire until he got caught coming off the second by Cutler with a backhole backbreaker. Then Cutler James wiped out the other guys. They went for the triple power bomb, but Sugars countered it with a Hurricane Rana. This is a good near fall. Almost got the win. Romeo flew onto Dark State with a step up crossbody to the floor.
Great moves were in this
Saquon
man.
Grabbed Lennox, all of them. He gave a running fireman's carry through a wall to Dion Lennox, and moments later, Dark all State right. won with a double team power bomb on Romeo.
I hated this match. What did you think? God.
I was whatever, bro.
Dude, this match was like nothing against anybody in this match. I like every well.
It should have been a street fight. Like
that's not even the issue, dude. The issue is this. This match was everything that anti-AEW people say about AEW. And this was worse than anything you'll ever see in AEW in terms of like nothing but moves. There were so many moves in this match that I just stopped typing. I'm like, I'm done. Like, I cannot recap all of this. And the thing was, like, sometimes you'll see a Will Ospreay match, for example. It's like him and Callum Newman will do this eight-move sequence that's just out of this world. And then, guys, what happens after that out-of-this-world sequence? They both fall down and they're dead. And you can sit there and breathe in what you just watched, and it resonates with you. Dude, I can't even believe you remember that guy going through the wall. Because that guy had barely gotten through the wall when another guy was already doing like some springboard dive under these other guys outside. And before that guy had even hit the ground, two other guys in the ring. I'm like, what is happening here? Like, can we slow it down a little bit? It was ridiculous. Like nothing in this match meant anything to me. There was not one spot that was meaningful to me because there was not one spot that even finished before another spot had started. So this was, I just was like, God, come on, get out of here.
Spent a lot of time talking about it for something that you hate so much.
I could go on even further. I talk more about stuff I hate, Tom.
You can save it for the Brian and Vinny show.
I could go another hour.
Dare you.
Don't. So then we had a segment with all the women in the back.
Lizzie Rain talking about the chaos in the women's division. Thea Hale's complaining. Someone named Skyler was talking about wrestling Jada Park, and then Jada
She's
Parker.
On the show tonight.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What show? What
Skyler.
Show? Yeah, she's on what show?
She wrestled on the show you're reviewing, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
You're Skyler like, Ray, Skyler as I found out later. All right. Lola Vice and Kendall Gray were with
Did you notice, by the way, there were no graphics whatsoever on this show? No, Tom, you're moving ahead of this segment. There were no graphics on this show, and instead, they put name tags above the locker of all of the women who were talking. They were about this big. You could barely see about half of them. I was like, they're absolutely trolling me now. Absolutely, without question.
All right. There's a face-to-face with Kendall Gray and Lola Vice. I did not like this at all. Until the end, I guess. Maybe.
Just because they went right back and forth?
No, it was back to this verbiage. Lola Vice is talking about how she looks like a champion, but Kendall Gray doesn't. Like, what the hell? What planet are we on where Kendall Gray doesn't look like a champion? She's athletic. She's in great shape. She's pretty. Like, what the hell are they trying to feed us?
Tom.
Because it's crap.
Do you want to recreate it in some way? Listen, I want you to say one sentence about this. Then I will say one sentence. Then you will say one sentence. Let's go back and forth. But you're only allowed one sentence and no interrupting. Go.
What? Huh? Am I supposed to recite the promo?
No, just explain what you think about the promo. Like what you really think, but you're only allowed one sentence at a time and no interrupting. Go. I'll start. I thought this promo
was convoluted.
How hard is this? Dom and I could do this. He didn't even watch it. All right, you start. Are you starting or am I starting? I mean, Tom! No, I hate you! I quit!
What? Wow. Can we get that opening change to Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler? Because I think Brian may have just... he told me not to off myself earlier, but he just offed himself off the air. So I'll finish up this NXT report. We were talking about Lola Vice and Kendall Gray, and I did not like the verbiage that Lola Vice was using. She said Kendall Gray when Kendall looks in the mirror, sees someone who's shy, weak, and vulnerable. Lola said that beating her was a fluke. She may have beaten her in a match, but she didn't beat her in a fight. And they made an NXT Underground match for August 4th. So it'll be the Queen of the Underground against the Iron Survivor, Lola Vice against Kendall Gray for the NXT Women's Championship. We then had Keanu Carver take on Hank Walker in a grudge match. Of course, Keanu Carver attacked Hank weeks ago, and Hank was out for a little bit, and then Tank came in. Tank also got beat up by Keanu Carver. In between that as well, prior to that, now Brian's calling me. He knows I'm on the air. Why is he doing that? So, prior to that, EK Prosper had actually defeated Keanu Carver twice in consecutive weeks. So Keanu Carver's trying to get a title shot, but he lost two in a row, and he's on his redemption trail as a heel. This was big dudes running into each other, Keanu Carver and Hank, throwing each other around right off the rip, as it should have been. Carver went after Tank on the floor. This allowed Hank to dive into him and post him, drop him in the ring with a flying back elbow. He then was pushed out of midair, buried into the mat by Keanu Carver with an elevated pendulum spine buster, and Keanu Carver got the win. After he wins, Vic is beside himself. Booker, don't you think Stone should just give in and give Keanu Carver a title shot? It's like, no. Why should he give in? You should have to win matches in order to set yourself up for a title shot. That is the entire premise, as Brian said earlier. It is a faux sport that is taking place. And under the guise of wrestling, you should have to win matches just like in any other sport. It doesn't matter if it's basketball, tiddlywinks, as some would say, or even, you know, Turkish oil wrestling. You got to win. So EK Prosper ran out, and he, along with Hank and Tank, all beat up Keanu Carver and stood tall. Natty backstage offered to train Thea Hale, make her relevant again. She said, whatever Thea's doing is obviously not working. And Thea was not having it. She instead kind of pledged her allegiance to Jada Parker, and that paid off later on. We had Shiloh Hill meeting with Danhausen. It said NXT yesterday or last night, but I don't know when that would have been because Raw was a prior night, so I was kind of confused. But Shiloh Hill met with Danhausen. He wanted a replacement tooth, which Danhausen has millions of all over his laboratory. Dan, as Shiloh called him, then found a tooth for Mr. Hill. He requested some human monies from him, but Shiloh didn't have any cash. Instead, offered him some stolen cryptocurrency, which Danhausen thought was cryptocurrency and was intrigued enough to then accept the deal. We had Jada Parker and Natty in a rematch of their great fight from a few weeks back. Nikita and Carmen tried to interfere immediately at the behest of Natty, but Jada fought him off. It eventually caught up with her. Natty got the heat. Jada made a comeback and put Natty, the low-key legend, in a sharpshooter. And you can see Nikita Lyons has a towel that looks like she's thinking about throwing it in, like she's Helen Hart way back in the day. But instead, the camera cuts away. You see Natty still fighting the sharpshooter. You see the towel fly in, and the referee calls for the finish. The camera didn't get it. We are led to believe that Nikita Lyons threw in the towel to save Natty from damage. But lo and behold, that was not the case, as they go to a replay, and it was Thea Hale who actually stole the towel from Nikita Lyons, threw it in. Total garbage finish. I hated this. This was crap. The referee saw what was going on. I don't understand how he didn't, like, call for a DQ, how he allowed this. This was Herb Dean level refereeing. Total garbage BS win. Screw this. They had a Panda Express replay, and this is the first time that I can remember that that succulent Chinese food left a bad taste in my mouth. Brock Onyema is double booked for Heatwave, and AAA Stone wants to know which show he's going to be on. We had Spears take on Nico Vance, and they went back and forth for like 10, 12 minutes. Eventually, Spears got a chair. He was going to use it. Izzy took the chair from him. Lizzie Rain then ran out, beat up Izzy. And behind the referee, Spears did the old Eddie Guerrero disqualification trick. He threw the chair to Vance, who was holding it when the ref turned around. And Spears won by DQ. Now, the ref, these refs are nonsensical. Morons. And the entire time during this match, the crowd chanting 10, 10, 10 after the match. 10, 10, 10. Just do the gimmick. Miles Bourne wants a tag title match with Tavion Heights as his partner. Cam Hendricks wants Bourne to defend his NXT North America title. So they bartered, and next week, Stone made it official. Cam Hendricks will get a shot at Miles Bourne's NXT North American title. Reyna Volcan made her debut. She beat the aforementioned Skylar someone with a torture rack. Shiloh stole Stone's popcorn chicken. Man, I really felt like some KFC popcorn chicken, but it was not meant to be. And also not meant to be was what we thought was a foregone conclusion. Naraku winning the NXT championship as he took on Tony D in a street fight, a rematch from the Great American Bash weeks ago. And to my surprise, Tony D won. He retained the title fair and square, clean as a whistle as it can be in a street fight. Tony D stood tall on top of the steps after winning with a chokeslam through a table. And who was to show up? Well, we don't really know who it was, except that he was born nasty. And that'll be your next challenger. And we'll be back. Well, I'll be back after the break.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Proud of yourself? Dude, my headphones are broken. I like...
Can you hear me at all?
I can hear you. They're just all weird. They're broken.
What did you think about this NXT show? I don't... Because what I actually wrote here was...
Are you trying...
I did not particularly like this show. However, when I look at it and read it, if you present it to me in all the different parts, I kind of liked all of its qualities. So this is kind of like some of the women I've dated in the past where it's like I like everything about them, but, you know, they don't like me, actually. That's what
I wanted to talk about it, but I guess I'll have to save that for another show.
The one with Cliff Huxtable or whoever he got coming on. What's his name?
Cliff Barrett.
Cliff Bunsen Burner.
After Dark, and I got to fix my headphones before that show.
Karma.
Karma. Yeah, it's another $150 out of my pocket because of you. So just add it to your tab.
Excuse me.
Between that and the couch, anything else? Yeah. If Dom sends me a bill, I'm forwarding it to you. Just so you know.
You know how many times I've saved you?
You pushed every button you could push until you finally hit the big red one.
This show would have been over 20 minutes ago if it wasn't for me. The big red one. I didn't push anything. You pushed it out of yourself.
We're out of here, everybody. I'll see you too.
Hey. Maybe it's time to take an edible.
hate you. Observer Live.